I don't want to rub anything in. Jason Benetti would be doing the White Sox game today. He's on the phone. Hey, Jason, how are you?
Hi, John. How are you?
All right. So I asked Dave Zaslowski here. You know Dave, our producer of White Sox baseball. Yeah. Give me the lineup. He's got Luis Robert in center field leading off. Are you comfortable with that?
Sure.
Yoan Moncada.
I want anybody on a field right now. So you could tell me any nine, and I'd be in.
I got Yoan Moncada at second at third, but batting second. Jose Abreu at first, and then Yasmani Grandal, the catcher, is hitting cleanup. Then Eloy Jimenez, then Encarnacion, then Tim Anderson. Good grief, we got him at. He's got him batting seventh. He led the majors last year in hitting. Then Nomar Mazara in right field, and Garcia at second base batting ninth. Are you okay with that?
You got me sad now because that's a pretty deep lineup.
There's some base hits in that lineup, my friend.
There's some homers in that lineup.
That's what there is, really, when you think about it. How have you been, Jason?
I'm okay. I'm just I spent 14 days quarantined, essentially, because I had come off the road from some basketball games where there was possible exposure. I feel fine, so I've ventured out a little bit just to go take a walk and do a couple things around downtown. Yeah, I'm just I'm with everybody else. None of us is different in this scenario in terms of what we're seeing in the world and how much we feel for the people who are at the front lines of this thing in hospitals. It's a pretty amazing scenario, but the good thing about epidemics, if there is one, is that they've always burned out, and we have a lot of science on our side, and so I'm just staying optimistic with those thoughts combined with realizing that there are a lot of people out there who still love each other and can do that from a distance, even though it's hard.
So Jason Benetti's on the phone line. You see him on TV doing big-time basketball games, White Sox baseball. Earlier today, Bob Surratt, now I'm trying to remember, did he have Ed Farmer on or did he have Hawk Harrelson on? It logically would have been Ed, of course, but for some reason I thought he had Hawk. But anyway, they were talking White Sox baseball, and I was thinking about you and the games as well that we're missing starting today. By the way, you've gone through then what a lot of us are just in the first week of still, 14 days of quarantining. You know, the whole state's asked to be hunkered down until the 7th of April, but you just got through that. Any tips for us to survive that sort of thing, Jason?
Find people who you care about, who you can tell you love, and get their faces on your phone, and try to be the full human that you can be, that you don't always have the time to because of whatever rat race you're in. And we all are in a rat race in our jobs, whatever it might be. And we like to come home and complain about our manager or travel or whatever it is. And then we don't leave ourselves time to tell people that we care about them. So this is the perfect time to do that and find something that makes your heart whole.
What are you doing on Twitter, Jason?
I yesterday put out a video to ask people to send me their notes to people that matter to them. Write me in a direct message form a letter to people that they care about, and I have gotten some, and I'll read them. So I've read about six or seven of these letters, and I have a ton of them right now that I'm going to record a bunch more today. But the thing that's amazing to me is how willing people are to be open when they sit down and think, who do I care about? And so it's been breathtaking for me to read some of these letters, because it's a reminder for me and for everybody watching that humanity doesn't go away. Our circumstances change, but humanity and the connections that we've forged in the world continue on. And that's the thing that's darkest for me in some of these days, honestly, is the feeling that people don't get to be together who want to be together. So I felt like I had a little bit of a platform that I could maybe bring them a little closer together. And I've gotten some just lovely, lovely letters to people.
So the idea is then you record a video of you reading that just as a sharing of a measure of goodwill, huh?
Yeah, it's a lot of people. It's our job as play-by-play announcers, in some regard, to tell the stories of the players, because we're well-equipped as communicators to tell stories of a game or of players, and that's our training, I guess, in life. And sometimes it's really hard for people to say things to the ones they love, because there's just so much either baggage, or there's so much history, or they just don't have that relationship where they'll say it. But they're happy, it seems like people are happy to write it and have somebody else say it. And I have treasured every one of these. Like, I've gone through all of them.
How about that?
That I have so far. It's a beautiful thing that people are willing to share.
So I follow you on Twitter, but I honestly haven't looked at you lately. So if we follow you on Twitter, this is, and then we tweet to you a direct message of what you're describing, right?
Yeah, just send me a direct message. I've opened my direct messages to anybody, even people who don't follow me. Send me your letter and who it's to, and I will, as I catch up, I'll record the message.
Wow. It's funny, because the last time we visited with you, Jason, I said, you know, I'm missing your voice and your talent, and we've got to find something for you to do play-by-play of. And in a way, you've sort of found that. You are telling stories. You're doing play-by-play of people's thoughts here in their words. But I think this is a great use of your tool, sir.
Thank you. It's almost play-by-play of people's hearts.
Yeah.
As I've been reading about this, like hearing about people, and I've gotten some letters to people who are deceased, and it just crushes me to know that people, like if somebody died of natural causes today, you couldn't have a regulation funeral for them. And it just crushes me, because people should never get lost. Nobody should ever be lost. And there should always be a celebration of everybody. And that just hurts for me to know, and to try to fill that gap in a very tiny way feels right to me.
I'm going to point out, too, that Jason is doing what a lot of other celebrities are being paid to do right now.
That's a good point. Yeah, yeah. I mean, heck, Rod Blagojevich was making money, and we were laughing at that when he got out of jail and was starting to do that, something like this. But this is not what you're doing at all. I was going to have you do play-by-play of marble racing. Are you watching marble racing by any chance, Jason? I've been looking
I am not. Is that a thing now?
Jason, I just want to open a world to you that, imagine this, me telling you something about sports you don't know. I want you to, when you're not doing that thoughtful and helpful thing, just Google Marbula One, not Formula One, but Marbula One marble racing. And, sir, you will be taken to a world you did not know about.
I love this. I love that I'm being transported. This is fantastic. I can't wait.
You stay well, Jason. By the way, what's your handle on Twitter?
At Jason Benetti, B-E-N-E-T-T-I.
What a coincidence. That's your name. All right, Jason Benetti on Twitter. Gang, if you want to share or follow along, what a great voice, what a great heart. And hey, Jason, just one quick question about baseball. Any news, word, or thoughts? What's your guess first game I'm going to be able to go to on the South Side?
Oh, my goodness. The messaging is confusing. And
how about 4th of July? Do you think 4th of July?
Okay. I'm in. But as Anthony Fauci said yesterday, like, the virus tells you when. So I would love it to be the 4th of July. I'd love it to be the 15th of June. But we just have to see where this thing goes. And I know I'm supposed to be a pundit, but, like, I can't.
Well, the commissioner said we're going to get creative about not only the season but the playoffs. And I'm kind of intrigued by that. That's kind of a fun mental exercise. Okay, so say they only play 80 games. Say they play 100 games, whatever the number is, 120 games. But then do you have more or less teams in the playoffs? How does that change maybe pitching rotations because you've got a shorter season? I mean, if you just wanted to play with that, now it's not just a mental exercise. Baseball's got to come up with something. Do you give?
See, I love that. I love that part of this because I'm all for experimentation with the rules and changing things. Like, sometimes out of a crisis comes something that's really an aha moment.
Yeah.
So I love this toying with it just to see what we get.
Jason Benetti on Twitter, Jason Benetti. Thanks for your time, Jason. Thanks for your heart. We'll be in touch, okay?
Thanks, John.
Take care.